We got a special guest in studio, a new veterinarian in town, and his name is Matt Hill, Dr. Matt Hill from the Washington Veterinary Hospital joining us this morning. Dr. Hill, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in, and I would say welcome to Washington, but we got to start by saying you've been here for several years now, just got the practice started.
Yes,
here.
We just got the practice going. So the big thing is, like I said, yeah, everybody's always familiar with Dr. Clark. Like I said, he's been a great man for the community for 40 years, and we've had the opportunity to take over his practice since he practiced out of his house there. The biggest thing is we're at a new location. So for most people have picked up on that, but we do have, like I said, we have moved the location to where we are now at 209 Southeast 3rd Street. So about everybody, we always tell them we're right there by Big O Tires. So turn off 50 at Wendy's and just head north and can't miss us. Brand new signage out there. And like I said, so yeah, we have all of the veterinary hospital, we have moved there, and we have been there since basically February 1st of this year.
Now, you're not new to this practice. You've been doing this for 17 years now, right?
17 years. It doesn't seem like that, but 17 years has gone by. Had been the past 15 years. I've lived in Washington, but been working at a hospital in Gibson County at Fort Branch Veterinary and done that for 15 years, but the opportunity finally presented that we were able to take over and continue the service of Dr. Clark's clients, and we're just honored to have that privilege.
Now, and some of the faces are familiar faces there, too.
Yes, we are very, very blessed to have, you know, walked into a new practice, but have a very, very trained staff. We've taken over, like I said, I have his granddaughter, Brittany Durr, that everybody knows in this community. And then, like I said, then I also have trained technician Megan Whitmer that also worked for him for years. And then, like I said, we've just added some recent new staff, and my wife's helping. And so, like I said, we have a very, very trained staff that even if I may not know your pet's complete history on that, my staff does. So they're there to help me and guide me along.
That is very important. Now, talk about some of the services that you provide there at the veterinary hospital.
Well, basically, and everybody, we've had a few people, I laugh because we're calling it Washington Veterinary Hospital, and everybody knows it as Washington Veterinary Clinic. That's just a little name change for the LLC, just so liabilities don't cross as far as that. But basically, we do all the same services that Dr. Clark did. You know, we are basically focused a lot on preventative health care, you know, doing a lot of wellness checks, vaccinations, just preventative type things. Obviously, if the animal is sick, we can, you know, take care of doing diagnostics from all of our, you know, x-rays, blood work, anything that he did. We have all of his existing equipment and have, you know, modernized a few things and upgraded some other things. So all the same services that everybody enjoyed from before, we can do that, and hopefully just a little bit more at this time.
We had to do this with our dog not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Dental cleanings, too. That's important.
Dental cleanings, yes. That is also a big one there. So, like I said, yeah, so we can do pretty much everything, you know, that you need to. And then as this profession has got more and more specialized, my ego is not too big that, like I said, if I realize it's above mine, like I said, we can definitely direct your family member to, you know, there's a lot, we'll be getting, get a lot more specialist in the area. And with 69 to Indianapolis, it's only a couple hour trip that, like I said, people like to do more and more special care for their animals. So definitely, you know, we can direct them in the right direction, just like your family physician does to your specialist.
Well, let's face it, the four-legged friend is part of the family. I mean, they're a big part of the family.
Yes, they are definitely the, as you look in the cars and all the stickers, and you see everything from Fur Baby to Fur Mama, you know, all the shirts, and especially go around the fair this week. Like I said, that is a family member.
Now, are you exclusive to the small animals?
We are exclusive, just like Dr. Clark. We are exclusive to dog and cat only, and we do everything by appointment. So, like I said, and that's the big thing is in taking over the business. Also, we have retained his phone number, so it's still the 812-254-7535. So when anybody calls, they will be directed, like I said, same place, just new location.
That's that easy. Again, 254-7535. You also have a social media Facebook page set up as well, too.
Correct. Yeah, and the girls typically try to get something on there every day. And just, like I said, more sometimes it's just going to be humor, sometimes it's going to be educational, but just, like I said, just to try to stay in touch with just with the community.
Washington Veterinary Hospital on the Facebook page. Just search for that. We are talking to Dr. Matthew Hill, newest veterinarian in town for Washington, serving at the Washington Veterinary Hospital, the old Farm Bureau building right beside Big O Tire, 209 Southeast 3rd Street in Washington. New location, same friendly faces, same phone number, and just a new doctor. And we wish Dr. Clark nothing but the best in his retirement.
Yes. He stops in pretty occasionally, so like I said, we get to see him. And just another thing for the clients, like I said, now the grooming and boarding businesses that Dr. Clark did, that is still continuing out at his practice. His daughter, Mitzi Welp, is now continuing all that. So, and if you don't have their phone number, you can still feel free to call the office. We'll definitely give that number to you and direct. But like I said, we do feel that question a lot. And like I said, but she will continue all that. So basically everybody can get the same services they've always come to expect. It's just going to be split up in two different locations now.
Well, we appreciate you coming in to share the information. Great talking with you, and we wish you continued success in the practice.
All right. We appreciate it. The support's been really good from the community, and we just can wish to continue to serve, and also want to thank the Chamber of Commerce for supporting businesses like us.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Dr. Matthew Hill from Washington Veterinary Hospital, our guest on the Business of the Day today.